Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is a 19-year member. Folks, how about that? 19 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the he's our top expert on managing your business profitably, especially the author of a number of books, including Instant Profits and Profit Improvement, the Executive Analysis. And he is one of the top score champions on the planet. And he's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. 19 years. Can't believe it.
How about
that? Another 19.
Let's just do it. No, I'm ready to go. I'll come doddering in here in my walker and 19 years from now. So I'm glad you're here, Steve. Thanks for 19 great years. I was telling the audience before you got here that when you were coming that we were you were coming and that we were going to talk about profits, and I was just telling them that that cash is like oxygen. You have to have cash today. You have to have oxygen today or you can't live. And that profits are the muscle and the skeleton of your business. If you don't nurture, if you don't nourish the muscle and the skeleton with profits, you can't sustain your business. And so you got to have both, cash first, but while you're building cash, you got to build cash in a profitable way, don't you?
Absolutely, Jim. Yeah. And the reality is, and we see it in the public companies who are driven by the profit motive, the bottom line, if you run out of cash, as you say, you're running out of air. You just can't continue. So you have to look beyond the tax implications of having a P&L and look at what the cash flow is for a business. And any decision you make in terms of changing your business should really take into account not only the P&L impact, but also that cash flow impact.
Yep, exactly. And it's really difficult in the early days of a business, Steve, as you know. But as soon as you can, as soon as it's humanly possible, every day you're operating from day one, you should be having the goal of operating the business in a way that serves both cash and profit, not cash at the expense of profit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And you need three basic financial reports every single month or even more frequently. You need your P&L, you need your cash flow statement, and you also need your balance sheet. Mm-hmm. And you got to keep your eye on it because I've seen all too many small, medium, and large businesses, Jim, that don't do the right things in terms of their balance sheet. And
right.
They stack up cash on those shelves, and the cash gets moldy.
Mm-hmm.
It's sitting there for so
long. And obsolete and stolen.
Absolutely, and that's the sad thing.
Yeah.
That for many businesses these days, things are changing so rapidly that you can buy something today, and within a few weeks, it can be obsolete.
Well, and the P&L, your operating statement, tells you how well you're doing this month, and whether you made a profit or not, and how your gross profit was. And depending on your industry, your inventory could possibly be handled in part of that. So the operating statement is really important. And we're going to talk about the balance sheet in the next segment. We're going to let you dive into that and help us find some cash there. But the cash flow statement you mentioned, that's one statement that I think that the small business owner should break away from general accounting practices and build their own cash flow model, including a cash flow projection, which your CPA will not do for you. What do you think?
One way or the other, you have to have it.
Well, but the cash flow statement that your CPA gives you is hard to operate forward with it.
That's right. So, and that's where the distinction comes in. Your mm-hmm. your CPA, your bookkeeper will tell you where you've been, mm-hmm. but you have to do that projection.
Cash flow. Cash flow has got to be. You got to have cash flow looking forward. Your operating statement is right now, today, right? Maybe yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. You got to do that forecast. And the distillation of your sales and expense projections really comes down to the cash flow
right.
projection.
When we come back, Steve is a wizard, ladies and gentlemen, at helping you mine cash. I mean, mine profits. Mine profits out of your balance sheet. He's the best. And he's like the fracker of balance sheets. He's gonna help us blow some of it out of these little crevices. Right after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.